other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It is Monday, the 16th day of February 2004. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I do this show Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. And I rebroadcast, of course, from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. So that's Central Time as well, 9 hours a day. No excuse to miss the broadcast. In the third hour of the show, I've got Hutton Gibson coming back on the broadcast. We had him on a few weeks ago, and an hour wasn't enough time to, go over the state of affairs in the world. And Hutton Gibson is an expert, and he's been exposing it for decades, on the takeover of the Roman Catholic Church by the forces of the New World Order. We'll be talking about that and other issues in the third hour today. Coming up here in about 10 minutes, Texas Church tries Guns for Roses on Valentine's from ABC News. They got people to turn their guns in with armed police standing around. They said it's the Christian thing to do, which is, of course, totally false. Not defending your family is one of the worst things you can do, and having an armed society keeps the criminals at bay. Having a disarmed society does the opposite, but that's coming up here in the next segment. You're not going to want to miss that. And, of course, we've got news from all over the world and what's happening with the police state here domestically as well. Now, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they've both been updated for you today. Oh, and a side note, hosted on Infowars.com, we have a banner that links to the Passion website, the Passion of Christ website. And that's coming out on the 25th. The 25th, here in just about, less than a week and a half. And I know I'm going to be there the first day it comes out. And we're going to go over some of the hit pieces that have been written against the film and how that's backfiring on those that don't want you to see this movie. But you can link through to the particular subsection on Mel Gibson's Icon Production website and get free movie posters and free handbills, flyers to promote the film. They're free. And we've got that link there to the site if you want to help promote the film. If you order them now, you will probably get them before the movie even comes out, or certainly right after it comes out. You can hand those out at your church or give them to your neighbors or put them on people's car windshields. And that'll certainly infuriate the globalists as well. So go to Infowars.com. I know it's being updated right now, and that banner will be up there for you. By the way, I talked to Hutton Gibson yesterday for about 30 minutes, and let's just say this. You're going to want to watch Mel Gibson on Diane Sawyer's primetime ABC tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. We're not going to steal Mel Gibson's thunder. I mean, Hutton told me about what Mel said in the interview, but we're not going to steal his thunder here on the show and tell you what he said. In fact, they interviewed Mel for over 3.5 hours, Hutton said, and it's only a 30-minute piece, and you take the ads out, it's probably even shorter than that. But if they don't include what Mel said, and I mean, this is bombshell stuff, in this Diane Sawyer CFR piece, believe me, you're going to hear about it on this show tomorrow because we're not going to let them get away with their normal activities. Diane Sawyer, of course, is pure New World Order, one of the biggest gun grabbers in Washington. And she's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, so there's no telling what they'll do with this piece tonight. But I'm going to be up late working on a new film, so I'm going to tape it and watch it when I get home after midnight tonight. But so if they edit out the key stuff Mel was saying in this interview, we'll tell you about it tomorrow. All right, stay with us. Bunch of news coming up. We'll be right back.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, my friends, we're breaking open yet another week of broadcast of resistance to tyranny, defense of liberty, and all the things that have made our constitutional republic so great. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Texas Church tries Guns for Roses on Valentine's. Turn your guns in. It's the Christian thing to do. We've got the pastor coming on. Then, some good news. State House passes bill outlawing abortion. Support in Senate for measure challenging Roe v. Wade decision. And this is out of South Dakota, and it'll cause another Supreme Court case. We'll see if the 7 Republican-appointed members of the U.S. Supreme Court will strike down abortion in this country. Also, we know this is going to be a skull and bones election. We've got George W. Bush, the skull and bones member, and we've got Kerry out front winning all the big primaries so far for the Democratic nomination. Well, now Dean is discussing dropping out and plans to back Kerry. Isn't that interesting? So, looks like Kerry is the man. So we'll have George W. Bush and John Forbes Kerry. We're about to go to our guest. This is an ABC News story. It's at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Texas Church tries Guns for Roses on Valentine's Day. And I've seen articles where Catholic churches, Protestant churches, you name it, have these gun buyback or turn your gun in events they put on United Nations Days. Here in Austin, local Baptist church does and tells you to turn your guns in. A church in Dallas, Texas wants people to show their love by giving up their guns this Valentine's Day, which they did. The First Presbyterian Church in Dallas is sponsoring a program for people to turn in their guns to mark the celebration of love. The sponsors will be given $50 for each gun and would be glad if the cash was used to purchase candy or flowers for Valentine's Day. Quote, "We're not trying to disarm Cupid of his bow and arrow, but provide another meaningful opportunity for individuals to show their affection for their families by making their homes safe this Valentine's Day," said church pastor Bruce Buchanan. The church has sponsored gun buybacks before, but Pastor Buchanan said he has moved the program to Valentine's Day because most of the people who turned in guns had families and they did not want the guns in the homes. The church is aiming to buy back 150 guns. And to tell us how this went is Pastor Bruce Buchanan. Pastor, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So how did the gun buyback go?
Well, it was very snowy and cold here in Dallas on Valentine's Day, but we held the gun buyback. This was the seventh one we've done in about 3 years. We had 59 rifles and handguns turned in that day.
And were those by members of your church mainly?
Actually, I don't believe there were any members of my church this time. There have been in previous occasions that I've turned in a weapon, but this time, no, there were no church members that I was aware of.
Are you a member of any gun control organization?
No, I'm not.
Who approached you? You said you've had seven of these over the last few years. When did you start this?
Well, in the Presbyterian Church USA, there has been for about almost 20 years now a peacemaking program in the church that's observed on the first Sunday in October. And churches are encouraged to be involved in local peacemaking efforts. And for many churches, that involves, say, supporting a domestic violence shelter or some other initiative in the community that helps in that general area.
Well,
here
Pastor,
at this church,
Pastor,
about 3 years ago, one of our church members suggested that we use part of that offering to sponsor a buyback, and that's what started it. And ever since then, it's funds from people in the community have come in. It doesn't come from church funds to support the program and to keep it going.
You say funds in the community. What organizations?
No organizations, individuals.
Oh, okay, well, Pastor
Terry did send us a donation this year. That's like the diocese of the Presbyterian Church. The Presbytery sent.
Okay, well, let me just be, Pastor, I mean,
mm-hmm.
We appreciate you coming on, but let me just be up front with you.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, when one of the disciples at the Garden of Gethsemane cut the ear off the Roman, Christ put it back on and said, next time sell your cloak and buy swords. But I mean, let's elaborate on this. New York, D.C., they have gun bans.
I don't remember Christ saying that.
Oh, he didn't say sell your cloak and buy a sword?
No, I don't remember reading that in the gospel.
You've got to be kidding.
No.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm not. Well,
I can
go
actually, I've got
point.
A Bible here on the shelf.
Why don't you go ahead and make your point?
Okay. New York and D.C. and other areas with gun bans have the highest crime rates because I love my family. I'm armed to protect them from criminals, and that's why areas with high gun ownership have the lowest crime rates. And, you know, Hitler was for gun control. I think you've got a lot of useful dupes out there who are paving the road to hell by pushing this whole disarmament move. Comments?
Well, we did not force anyone to come and turn in their handgun or their rifle. And there are people who are involved in this program and have been involved in the program from the beginning who are strong supporters of the Second Amendment.
But you imply, and, Pastor,
well,
Pastor,
if I may finish,
sure,
that strongly support the Second Amendment and are gun enthusiasts themselves. In fact, our gun expert who disables the weapons when they're turned in is a gun enthusiast. And so by far we have collected in all those seven events about 300 handguns and rifles. And my experience has been that many of them come from women, which is a surprise, And we've asked, just out of curiosity, or people frequently just volunteer where they've got it. And many of them, the guns were a gift from a parent or a boyfriend, concern for their safety. And, you know, that's understandable.
Okay, Pastor, look, I read your quotes here from ABC News. And what I get from reading the article is people turn their guns in because they've got families and they think they're dangerous in the house. And the last line here is, the Valentine's Day celebration will be overseen by armed police. And they use these images on the news, and I've got the gun control group's own documents on this, to acclimate us to the image of people lining up, turning their guns in. And everywhere where they've had gun registration and gun buybacks in other parts of the world, it then turns into a mandatory thing. So aren't you concerned you're part of a conditioning process that guns are bad here, turn them in?
I've had the experience of having a family in my congregation lose a child from a child playing with a pistol in a neighbor's house.
Well, cars kill 12 times that number. Are we going to ban cars?
I see the result of what that has done to that family.
Well, that's because they didn't properly, Pastor, that's because they didn't properly store the guns. Don't you know there's instant access pistol safes that cost $75?
Once again, we don't force anyone to turn in their handguns or their rifles, and we're pleased to make this opportunity available.
Well, I think the families love their families.
307 households that we feel very comfortable that are now feel safer, that they don't have a pistol. The first person to turn in a weapon was a grandmother, the very first one that we had. It was the day before Mother's Day. She came in, she had a rifle and a pistol, and she told us that the next day she knew her grandson was going to come and visit her for Mother's Day.
Well, Pastor,
and she was glad that she didn't have that for him to find.
Well, Pastor,
and
back was, when this, Pastor,
I found
Pastor,
that
Pastor.
I saved some of the boxes and the things. Yes, they most people don't know how to properly store a handgun.
Well,
or
we
a
need
rifle.
To teach them how. Look,
had,
let me just tell you
we've
something.
We've had people turn in weapons in cardboard boxes. I saved one of the cardboard boxes that was taped shut. And it had written on the side, danger, no kids. Well, anything that would invite
okay, let me stop you, Pastor. Pastor, Pastor, Pastor,
would be
say what, go ahead and put him on hold.
If
he wants to hang up, that's fine. Look, this is all a bunch of anti-gun propaganda. I was taught how to use a gun at a very young age. That's where gun safety comes from. And if you love your family, you learn how to use a gun and you protect your family. This is all part of the big gun control agenda. And for you to say that Christ didn't say, sell your cloak and buy a sword, you're telling me, Pastor, as a pastor, you don't know that.
I back that we had. There was a mistake. We did not pass out roses, but we did pass out $50 cash. And there were 59 weapons turned in, and we're very pleased with that result. And I wish you well today.
I think it's horrible. I think it's horrible, Pastor. No, he just hung up on us. That guy's not a pastor. You know, I've got my Bible here on the bookshelf next to me, and I've sat through a lot of Sunday school and enjoyed it, but I do not know the particular verse. I know 50 people can call in and give us the verse. In fact, will somebody please call in and give us the chapter and verse? Which gospel is it in? Luke 22:36. Okay, I'm told we're getting a bunch of calls telling us Luke 22:36. Will somebody call in and please read Luke 22:36? Because I can't leave the microphone and go to the other wall and dig my Bible out and go to Luke 22:36. I mean, that guy was a real serpent, and he wouldn't shut up. And you know what? I am angry because these gun buybacks are going on all over the country. I must have seen 50 different police department news articles about them where they have these gun buybacks and take the guns and melt them down and make an image of a gun tied in a knot with a barrel tied in a knot and put that out front the church or put it out front the police station. It's a culture of hating guns, which is the only thing right now holding back the New World Order from absolutely eating our lunch. I tell you, just ridiculous. And did you hear that? The Presbyterian Church official policy is doing this. Everybody should leave the Presbyterian Church. You should leave all these churches that are working for the New World Order. Baptist Church right here in Austin has UN gun buybacks. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
What does that liner we play mean? Don't worry, this show's documented. Because evil always fails, that's documented. Because our facts are documented and powerful, and we're winning the fight against the New World Order. People are waking up everywhere. What an incredible statement by that so-called Presbyterian pastor in Dallas who's had a whole bunch of, well, seven different gun buybacks. What does it mean that he didn't know the verse where Christ said, sell your cloaks and buy swords? What does that mean? Well, it just shows that either the guy's a liar or he's completely ignorant of the most basic stuff in the Bible, in the New Testament. Incredible. And he wouldn't answer that question when I brought it back up to him for the second time. He just hung up on me. We got a bunch of other news items coming up. Believe me, there's a lot of it, and it's all important, but obviously everybody wants to talk about this now, so let's go to the calls. Frank in West Virginia says he's got his Bible open to the verse, chapter and verse, and he's going to read us the verse. Go ahead, Frank.
Okay, Alex. Yes, you're correct, John. Luke chapter 22 and verse 36. It says, "Then said he unto them, but now he that hath a purse," now this is Jesus quoting, mind you, "he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one." Now there's a follow-up verse to verses later, but the thing that came to my mind 15 years ago is why did Jesus tell his disciples to purchase a sword? And if they don't have the money to buy the script, then to sell their cloak, sell their garment, something that was necessary, something that was certainly a necessity for something that was more of a necessity. And the second verse after this, 37.
Christ is saying, run around in a loincloth if you have to, because you're going to need weapons in the future.
And exactly, right here in verse 37, next verse, "For I say unto you, that this that is written must be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end." This was the first advent. This is the first coming of Christ, not the second. Had it been the second, after Jesus would have defeated all the evil followers of Satan, certainly there would be peace on earth, but there would be no peace until then. And then he goes and says, actually one of the disciples said, "Lord, behold, here are two swords." And he said unto them, "It is enough." So there was the Machaerian sword. There were two swords, short sword for personal protection back then. There was also a longer sword used for combat in military service.
So we're literally talking about the pistol and the rifle.
Yes, in today's modern weaponry, I would have to agree with you 100%. The pistol and the rifle are the modern day swords of today.
But the point here is, Frank, that we've got a so-called pastor on, and he told me that that wasn't true. He told me that wasn't in probably the most read part of the Bible.
Yes, that doesn't surprise me.
You think he was a liar, or do you think he's a complete idiot?
You know, I've talked to a lot of pastors. I'm a preacher myself, and one thing that I found is that people will not see what they don't want to see. If they're not open to the truth, they can read that passage 100 times over, and it just doesn't seem to stand out to them because they don't have the Holy Spirit teaching them. If he isn't saved to start with, that's one.
You know, I've noticed that. I can say something that's as clear as anything, and if people don't want to believe it, they'll just twist it around for they don't understand it.
Exactly. Exactly. I've given people your videos, as a matter of fact, and sat down. I remember one guy sat down with, got to the part in 9/11, Road to Tyranny, and this guy was FEMA, I believe, the FEMA commander, who was talking about Christians and founding fathers being terrorists. This guy actually told me, he said, "Yeah, I can understand that. You know, I guess they would be back then. They'd be considered terrorists." This guy was identifying with the FEMA commander that was demonizing Christians and patriots. Now,
and then we have the training manual that says gun owners, defenders of the U.S. Constitution, we're all terrorists, homeschoolers. He even watched the homeschooler part and said, "Oh, yeah, we're terrorists."
Yeah, he could not, although he was a neocon, I also have to say, and had been around conservatives all his life, he just didn't want to see it. He just couldn't want to see the truth,
rather. But in the film, we have video in their own public documents where they say Christians, homeschoolers, gun owners, we're all terrorists. He watched that and agreed with it?
He agreed with a lot of it. There's one more verse to find out. Here's a question. Who invented the first weapon? Now ask that to the next preacher that says that he's having gun buybacks. You know who it was?
Who?
Alex, God Almighty. Genesis and chapter 3, verse 24. That's when the cherubim, the high angel, was guarding the garden with a flame.
We got a break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net, or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're about to go back to the calls. Richard and Kelly and Davey and Paul and many others that are holding, toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. For those that just joined us, About 15 minutes ago, I had this so-called pastor on the show, Bruce Buchanan of the First Presbyterian Church in Dallas. That's a big church, by the way, folks. I'm from Dallas. And they've had 7 gun buybacks and had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guns turned in. They just had another one on Valentine's Day. And I mentioned Luke 22:36, where Christ said, if you don't have money, sell your cloak and buy a sword. And he said, no, that doesn't exist. I don't know about that. When that's one of the most famous, well-known verses out of the New Testament. But the point here is I have had listeners email me and send me news clippings, and I have seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of news articles of churches, Baptist, Catholic, you name it, having gun buybacks. A listener sent me a news article a few years ago out of the Chicago Tribune, or one of the big Catholic churches up in Chicago, said you shouldn't own guns. Turn all your guns in. Guns should be banned. One of the big Baptist churches here in Austin, every October 24th on UN Day, has a gun buyback and has a big UN meeting. And they're equating love and Christianity with turning your guns in. And it's a big deal. I know all the callers now want to talk about this, and that's fine. Coming up, some good news. Again, State House in South Dakota passes a ban outlawing abortion. Some bad news. I'm not saying Dean's good, but he's not the establishment candidate. New York Times says he's getting ready to drop out and to get behind John Forbes Kerry, so we'll have a skull and bones candidacy. A chilling article out of the New York Times with secret federal and local maneuvers for mass quarantines, forced inoculations, you name it. That's coming up. Bush says catastrophic attack possible. Brace for nuclear attack. Of course, we'll have to take all our rights after that happens. We're inches away from real live martial law. And a lot more. It's all coming up. Some news on biometrics and the cashless society control grid. Before I go back to your calls here in just a few minutes, and then we got Hutton Gibson in the third hour, a lot of key info, how these churches have been taken over. Before we do that, I've made 10 films, I've written a book, I've published a book, and this is how you support the show as well. We have hundreds of thousands of people every couple days watching the video clips on my websites. That's millions monthly. And yes, I don't want to get into the amount of money I'm paying to do this, but I just bought another server, bought one 2 weeks ago. That wasn't enough. Got the biggest, most fancy server that'll do 3,000 gigs a month. And if you don't know computers, just 3,000 gigs, that's so millions of you can go watch the videos. And I'm not a rich man, but so help us, support us so we can... I mean, how could I turn this down? Millions of people, millions, millions want to come watch the videos we're posting. Millions. We're affecting change. We're reaching people. We're having an effect. I mean, national TV shows just have, you know, 5-10 million viewers. Every month we have over 2 million people watching clips on the site. Think about that. So, I'm bragging. I'm giving you the good news that God has blessed us, that we're reaching millions of people, and we're only one of many websites that are out there. But I've looked at the finances. I won't be able to continue this for a couple more months because I will not go into debt unless people can buy more videos, more books, more T-shirts, more bumper stickers, and support us. And when you get my videos, I tell you to make copies of them. Who else does that? Maybe one other person that I know of, Pastor Butch Paul, a great man who makes some great documentaries and tells folks to make copies. That's because we're here to get the word out. Bev Harris, who exposes the electronic voting machine fraud, she decided to publish her book online for free. I mean, we're trying to save this country. Will you help us, please? you know, I don't have millions of dollars, folks. I don't have the thousands of dollars to continue this. So please support us. Please help us. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Plus, they're great videos. 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. Both those films expose government-sponsored terror on September 11th in Oklahoma City. Get my new film, Matrix of Evil, Exposed, which goes through the globalist master plan and how to stop them, full of solutions with Ron Paul and Colonel Roberts, myself, Frank Morales, Cynthia McKinney. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 40 minutes. Just covers the whole system, A to Z. The most educational film I've got. They're $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order 3 or more of any of the 10 videos. Those are my videos. I carry several other great videos by other authors, other books. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Don't wait. Go to the sites. Get the films. Get the books. Get them out to people. Again, here's the toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And if you want to be a distributor of the books, the films, the books on tape, you can also contact our office and do that, 1-888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And one more side note, you know, I'm here to promote people that are doing good works, that are fighting evil, that are effective. And if you go to Infowars.com, we now have a banner up there that links to the subsection of the Passion of Christ website, where Mel Gibson, for free, is giving out movie posters, flyers, stuff to promote the film, The Passion of Christ, that opens next week, the 25th of February 2004. So go ahead and go there and order some of those free materials and promote that film as well, and take your friends and family to see it opening day. You better go ahead and buy tickets online. Most cities have now sold out. 2 weeks ago when I bought tickets, they were 60% sold. So better get to Fandango.com or Movies.com or all the websites that sell the tickets. Better get them now if you want to see it the first few days it's out. Okay, let's, because that's what this show's about, supporting those that fight the New World Order. Let's talk to Richard in Indiana. Thanks for holding, Richard. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, there's a scripture in Luke 11:21. When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, it's common sense, Richard. If you love your family, you're supposed to be a man and know how to use a gun, and you're supposed to train your children in the use. And look, this sounds nuts to some people, but at 4 years of age, I was sitting in my father's lap shooting Folgers coffee cans with a .410 shotgun. By the time I was 8 years old, I could shoot a buck moving at 200 yards away. Today, I can shoot deer at 600 yards. Because my father trained me, and no one in our whole family's history has had an accident with a gun. And in the past, when we all owned guns, and the guns were on the gun case right out in full view, by the time a child could get up there to the guns, they knew not to touch them unless they were out shooting with their parents. So we didn't have all these accidents because people knew how to use guns, and we were a free country. Go ahead.
Back in my day. Absolutely. I agree.
What do you think of this preacher claiming he didn't know about Luke 22:36?
Yeah, he should be ashamed.
You think he's a liar? Do you think he's an
idiot? No, I don't think he's a liar. I just think he should be ashamed. He doesn't study. He's just a con.
Thanks for the call. I just don't know how you can go to seminary and not know. But, you know, I've been told they don't even teach the Bible anymore at these seminaries, whether it's Protestant or Catholic. No wonder we're in so much trouble. Disgusting. And look, I'm angry, folks. If they get our guns, it's all over. The guns are the insurance policy. I mean, I'm not turning my guns in like they did in Australia or England or Canada. I'm not doing it. That's my line in the sand. Let's talk to Kelly in Kentucky. Kelly, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I don't know if I'd be telling people to pass out these tapes. I put police officers... Actually, I made a mistake and put it in his mailbox, and now they're trying to prosecute me over it.
Well, you know, we've had thousands of listeners make thousands of copies of the videos and give them to police and deliver them to firefighters, and usually they get a positive response. But you're telling me that you stuck it in the mailbox, and now they're trying to claim what, that it's a federal offense to stick something in a mailbox?
Well, no, they didn't even charge me with that. Let me try to explain it to you. First, I had been going by this, it was a state trooper. I went by his house for probably about a month before I did this. And on my way to work every morning, I thought, well, it'd be easy to try to inform him, because I didn't think there was anything wrong with trying to inform people of authority in your area. So I put the tape in his mailbox, the first one. Well, evidently he didn't know where it come from, or he didn't see me, right? So I went ahead and went to work. And then about 2 weeks later, I decided that I would put another one in his mailbox, which another tape which confirmed your tape from other sources off of, actually, it came off the History Channel and C-SPAN and stuff like that.
Oh, you're a real radical.
Well, yeah, I guess. But anyway, I put that one in his mailbox about 2 or 3 weeks later, and he saw me put it in there. So... he evidently waited on the highway where he knew I would probably come back down and he waited for me that evening after work, and then when I came by, he pulled me over. And basically, he acted out just like the tape said he would. I think it kind of hurt his pride or something. But
what did he do to you, this KGB officer that thinks that spreading information is un-American, so he needs to go ahead and arrest you? What happened?
Well, he pulled me over and came to my window, and I said, well, how you doing? And he didn't say anything but get out of the truck, right? So I got out of the truck, and second thing he said was turn around. And I asked him, I said, what am I being arrested for? Because he started putting the cuffs on me. And he said, you're being arrested for terroristic threatening. So basically, I got locked up for terroristic threatening over your tape.
And have they charged you?
Yes, they have.
They
charged me with terroristic threatening and two counts of menacing.
Okay, Kelly, I need your phone number. I need to get you in contact with some First Amendment organizations. Number one, they're idiots. I know they've charged people that, you know, put the coupons in mailboxes because you're not supposed to put it in a mailbox, but that's not really enforced. They're so stupid they didn't charge you with that. That's the one thing they could do. I've told folks, don't put them in mailboxes. Just hand deliver them. But they have, look, get a jury trial. Just go, my goodness, I just gave the guy a History Channel show and some stuff. I'm trying to inform people.
Right.
They're going to try to make you plea bargain. I mean, this is horrible. There's one other case I know of this happening.
Yeah.
A listener, and I actually got the news article on this, a listener in Florida every day was putting multiple copies on the windshields, like people put flyers on my car every week.
Right.
You know, usually a restaurant or a quick lube, you know, for a one of those gas station ads. And they called the bomb squad out because it was a video. They thought it was a bomb, wasn't a bomb. He heard it on the news. He called them and went in and said, I just gave you a video. Nothing happened to him. But in your case, this is insane. Now, let me stop you. I want you to go over what happened. He puts the cuffs on you. What happens next? What does he say to you?
Then he threw me in the back of the car, and he basically took me to a small Lyon County jailhouse, and then from there they transferred me to Caldwell County, okay, and that's where they locked me up there.
And what are they saying the threats are?
Well, I told him that after he had already told me that I was being locked up for terroristic threatening, I was in the car and I told him, I said, well, you know, when a father sees something in the future that may be a threat to his children, then he should take a course to try to protect them. Well, this jerk turned around and said that I had threatened his family and children.
And he said because of the videos.
No, he said because he's trying to twist this around and say that I said that I had threatened his children over that.
Oh, see, they
because
come
I
ar-
said because I said, well, when a father sees something in the future that might be, you know, detrimental to their children, he could take a course to try to protect them.
Well, there's no way they can twist that, and they've got recorders in the car. Here's the thing, sir. Most state police wear a lapel microphone that's hooked into the recording system, so there should be audio of that. This is what they do. They arrest a patriot, then in the course they say you resist or you threatened them or you did something, then they try to charge you. Once you got to the jail, did you say to folks, so it's now illegal in America to give people videos?
No, they didn't really let me talk to anyone, you know. They basically, and let me tell you what happened after they released me from jail, okay? The jailer there, when I got ready to leave the jail there, he had me sign a statement, okay, saying that I wasn't to come within 1,000 feet of this officer.
Sir, you don't have to sign any statements in America.
Right.
Over and over again, they tell people to sign this, sign that.
That's the only way I could get out of here.
Okay, that's what they tell you. What did the statement say, sir?
It just said that I wasn't to come within 1,000 feet of the officer.
Okay. Did it say anything else, like I agree that I harassed him? Or?
Excuse me?
Did it say anything else?
No, just that. And then a judge would release me if I didn't, you know,
okay,
contact him first.
When is your court date?
My court date, the first court date, is February the 23rd.
And what is your lawyer saying?
Well, he seems to think that there's some constitutional issue here that, you know, the First Amendment.
Okay, where are you? Where are you located?
I'm located in Fredonia, Kentucky.
Fredonia?
Uh-huh.
How do you spell that?
It's a little town.
How do you spell that?
F-R-E-D-O-I-A.
Kentucky. And what's the officer's name?
It's an officer, Dobb. D-O-D-D.
And did you ever talk to the people at the jail and go, this is crazy, I gave the guy a video?
No, I haven't seen
it. And then they'll come back with, well, you said you were wanting somebody to protect their children. Well, that's what everybody, that's a statement. Oh, you need to protect our children's future. I mean, look, they don't have, they're going to try to make you plea bargain. They're going to go, this is how you get out of it, just go on probation. And if you want to believe them and sign your rights away, go ahead. But you need to you need to get this thrown out. Then you need to sue them for official oppression. I tell you what, don't hang up, Kelly. I want your home phone number.
Okay.
And I need to get you in touch with some people. This is insane. But it's what's in the video. I mean, what do you expect from these people? Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just talking to Kelly during the break. This happened 3-4 weeks ago. He thought they'd drop it. Then he went before the judge for pretrial, and the judge said, you're guilty of handing a police officer an anti-government, anti-police video. So that is so important that he has witnesses to that. If his lawyer doesn't know that is totally insane, and has prejudiced the judge, then I don't know what does. You've got to have witnesses to that. You've got to get in touch with the different foundations that fight this type of stuff. You've got to get in touch with a local newspaper reporter. We need to give out your contact info for people. I need to write a report on this. I need you to fax me all the documents so I know this is a real story, though I believe you. This is so scary. And we're talking to Kelly Rushing, who gave a police officer some videos, including C-SPAN and Discovery or History Channel. And the judge said, you're guilty of giving a police officer an anti-government, anti-police video, which isn't. I mean, my films I've made have aired on national TV, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on the Trio Network. So, I mean, this is a free country, but they don't think so. This is their mindset. This is what we show in the video. We're all terrorists. We're bad if we talk about freedom.
Yeah, Alex, you know, after the judge told me that, I told him, I said, wait a minute, that was an anti-corruption tape. And
But wait a minute. You should have said to the judge, it doesn't matter what the video is. It's a free country. So how many, hold on. How many witnesses do you have to the judge saying that?
Well, it was a pretrial.
How many witnesses?
I don't know if that there was any witnesses in there that was on my side. I mean, I went to the pretrial not realizing that they were actually going to pursue this thing.
But under oath, they may lie, but under oath, but was your lawyer there?
No, sir.
Was the court
lawyer because I didn't think they were
going to pursue it. Okay. Was the court reporter typing?
Huh?
Was there a court reporter?
As far as I know the prosecuting attorney was there.
You need to very quietly get a copy of that because that judge is in deep trouble saying you're guilty. A judge saying you are guilty at a pretrial. You are guilty, he's saying, and you're guilty of giving somebody a C-SPAN video. This is anti-government. I mean,
right.
Oh my. What?
Well, this is a small town.
Yeah, they're on power trips and they think they're God and they're not. What's the judge's name?
I couldn't tell you, Alex.
But you need to find all this out, and I need to have you on as a guest. Can you fax me everything you've got?
Okay.
Okay, let me give you my fax number.
Okay.
And folks, don't send me 20 pages of fax. Listeners do this all the time. I give it out, and people send me the books, you know, 100-page faxes, you name it.
Yeah.
Folks, if you do that, send me... hold on just a second. Folks, if you do that, send me $20 for a cartridge for the fax machine. Sir, I need you to fax me all this immediately. I'll write a news story about it. I'll have you on as a guest, and I'll put some energy into this. But if you don't, I can't help you. Are you ready for my fax number?
Yeah.
It's 512-899.
Okay, hang on a second. 899-9809. Okay, that's... Wait a minute here.
That's 512-899-9809.
Oh, nine. Okay.
Yes, sir. And Kelly Rushing, you need to get me proof of this. This is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard him do. But it's in the video. That's what they say we are. Talking is bad. The First Amendment. Savage says put us in camps and we disagree with the government. I mean,
we're all enemy combatants, ain't we?
So what did you say to the judge when he said this?
I told him that it was anti-corruption, and he says, well, you're rather outspoken, aren't you?
Oh.
So
he said that was bad.
I was thinking to myself, well, thank God for men that were outspoken. You wouldn't be sitting there enjoying the freedoms you've enjoyed all your life, sucker.
And by the way, you also mentioned that you're facing a year in jail.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Isn't that, stay there, and more calls are coming up. I'm about to vomit.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.